This is the Hidden White Podcast, episode 543 with Lee Martinuzzi. The topic today is change. No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it is not the same river and he's not the same man. That is a quote by Heraclitus. G'day ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hidden White Podcast. Hope you're well guys, thank you for tuning in to this episode today. It's a doozy, it is my solo rant. And the topic today is change. It's actually a reading of an article I did about change and impermanence. At the time I wrote this article, I was experiencing some significant change in my life, and I was left with all these feelings. There was feelings of excitement, feelings of anxiety, and everything else in between. And what I realized is that nothing is permanent. But as much as I knew this, I couldn't stop these feelings that I was having. But what has helped me in my life has been the development of my awareness. How these emotions, how these feelings and thoughts affect how well I will cope with any change that is to come. And I also know that everything that I experience in this moment will be gone in the next. So that's really what this article is all about, why awareness is so important. Guys, enjoy it. Let me know what you think. Jump onto thehiddenwhy.com and let me leave your comments there. You can reach me directly too through Facebook Messenger or my email address as well. Guys, I'm launching my new book soon, The Ultimate Life Map. If you'd like to support me with this one, head over to theultimatelifemap.com and stick your email address in there so you can be kept up to date. If you're an editor or publisher or someone that is looking for a great book to help publish, then reach out to me as well, guys, because I'm in that process now of getting it published. So, hope you're well, guys. Enjoy this show. The topic is change. See ya. Change, uncertainty, and the fear of missing out. I've decided to move on with my life. Life decisions are never easy. They bring on all kinds of feelings that can be uncomfortable and even unbearable. They all rise from the notion of change, and the bigger they are, the longer they can be drawn out. I understand that life is impermanent. Even though it may not appear this way, every day when we awake, the world has changed. We have changed. I believe that too often we are caught up in the turbines of our busyness, clutter, overwhelm, and stagnation that we do not see this. For a long time, I didn't see it. It was only when I stopped to look back on my past that I noticed that I had let too much escape me. We cannot change the past, but we can learn from it. History is full of great lessons. Now, you'd think I'd be better at dealing with change by now. Perhaps I am a little bit better. I feel at least my perspective is a direct result of my improving awareness. Change is the one thing that is constant. When we become aware of this, we can begin to accept the change that flows. The difference in allowing change or conforming to an unsatisfactory life is vast. A disappointing life experience is often a result of resisting change. In awareness, we are better able to deal with our feelings. They exist for the benefit of our survival, a notification or nudge to remind us to stop and take the time to assess them. What is it that they are telling us? The biological system seeks balance. What is it required of me to do or not to do? Feelings exist to be felt. We will not touch them if we rush by them. Stop, pause, and reflect. Give yourself the time. Feelings rise as a matter of priority. The ones we feel first are usually the ones of more importance. Those that are the strongest suggest a higher level of urgency, more reason to stop, breathe, and seek to understand. Feelings also produce thoughts. Thoughts are without our control. At least that's what we consider to believe. But I believe the source of all thoughts is created via the exposure of life's experiences that we've already had. So if we can change what we expose ourselves to, we may influence future thoughts. Thoughts help us interpret our reality. They allow us to create meaning from all that is. They tempt us to act or behave in certain ways. How we behave will hopefully bring balance to how we feel and offset any imbalance within. Without a higher sense of clarity that comes from good health of the mind and body, we are less able to use these thoughts effectively. In clarity, we can put distance between thinking and behavior. We are less inclined to attach ourselves to thought and therefore less likely to get swept away in its current, such torrents that may take us to undesirable locations. There is change approaching my life, and I am facing many feelings, good and not so good. Fear of the uncertainty of what's to come. Feelings of sadness as I say goodbye. Feelings of sorrow as I wonder what I am giving away. Feelings of excitement as I look forward to a new challenge. And there are others. I believe it's important to pay attention to the strong ones. Reflect on them. Often there is a disconnect between the actual reason a feeling exists compared to why we think the feeling exists. This disconnect can skew the thought and result in behavior that does little to solve the biological imbalance. Perhaps my depth is merely unnecessary. Nonetheless, be aware and seek to understand your feelings. It will allow you to build greater confidence in the future. It can help reduce the uncertainty, and that will allow you to move more gracefully into the change. It is natural for us to focus our attention on all that is good that exists in our life right now. It is easier to focus on what we know than what we don't, to attach ourselves to what is familiar and avoid what is not. Try letting go for a moment and visualize all the good that may result from the coming change. It is not to neglect the negative feelings that exist, but rather to acknowledge the positive ones that will also likely eventuate in the change. Nothing is permanent. All that we like and dislike will pass. There are opportunities to experience in all change. It's often just a matter of perspective and attitude. The act of clinging causes resistance, and if we move into the change in a state of resistance or negativity, we will miss out on these opportunities. So I say embrace the change. Again, nothing is permanent. Uncertainty and the fear of missing out are real. It's important to understand how this makes us feel. It is also important to reflect on the certainty of the change and what there is to gain. That is my thought today, guys, on change, uncertainty, and the fear of missing out. I hope you've enjoyed it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls. That is my solo rant for this week. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've received some value. Guys, it is my goal, it's my wish that each of these episodes that I do, you are left feeling a little bit more inspired, perhaps even a little bit more educated. I want to really share with you my thoughts, my perspectives, the things that I'm learning, perhaps even some tools and practices that can help you transition from a life with unease, a life that is sufferable, a life that is maybe filled with hate or regret, to a life that is beautiful, a life that has a deeper sense of joy and happiness present at each moment, regardless of the pleasure or pain that you might be experiencing in that given moment. Guys, if you love The Hidden Why, if you love what I'm doing here, you can support the show in a number of different ways. Firstly, you can subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to my newsletter at thehiddenwhy.com. If you have the time and haven't already, you can leave us a review on iTunes. It's a 1-5-star review with a quick comment. You can also connect with me, guys. I love your feedback. I love your suggestions. I love your comments. So connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. You can leave comments in any of the show notes that you listen to there. You can also reach me directly through my email address and in any of the social media platforms available there. You can also support the show by using the Amazon links within each of the show notes. And that does help support the show. Guys, that's really it. Other than that, go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. You will discover a life with greater meaning, freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Thank you.